All right, I'm rolling.
I'm rolling.
Awesome. I'm going to put my volume even lower because I feel like... Can you speak?
Hello, hello. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
All right, I got you all the way down to 10%. Cool. Okay. All right, I'm ready. All right, get going.
I'll start. Okay, 3, 2, 1. Hey, guys. Dale here. Do you want an unfair advantage to dominate your fantasy football league? Well, look no further and download SquadQL, the only mobile app you need to crush your friends and rivals this year. SquadQL recommends the best starting lineup for you each week based on your starters, your bench players, and free agent pool. Now, Christian, you may ask, how does SquadQL actually do this?
Well, basically what they do is this app connects directly with your Yahoo, ESPN, CBS leagues. They pull in your actual roster and your league scoring system, which is very important. SquadQL then provides like their waiver and trade recommendations. Then the app gives you rankings each and every week, and it's all based on your league setting. So SquadQL truly is your go-to app for fantasy football this season. Head to squadql.com, download SquadQL, your all-in-one fantasy football manager. SquadQL is brought to you by the creators of RotoQL, the leading daily fantasy optimizer, trusted by over 100,000 DFS players. You can also download RotoQL for free from both the Apple and Android app stores.
Yeah, eat, sleep, fantasy, you rocking with the best. NFL fantasy football podcast. We talking mock drafts, running backs. Better follow the conversation with Dale, Christian, and Armando. Screaming Eat Nation, we doing what we like. Tune in every week, guaranteed we get it hype. Fantasy football enthusiasts, I know you plan to be joining us on Eat Sleep Fantasy. Yeah, Eat Sleep Fantasy. Eat Sleep Fantasy.
All right, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Eat, Sleep, Fantasy. Hello. I'm Christian Burrito, and with me today is my good old friend, Armando. What's up, Armando?
Que pasa?
Can't even give me a decent voice?
I don't understand, like, the intonation of your voice. Like, I don't know what's different about it.
I'm pretty neutral.
You just make me breathe heavy and everybody understands it's me. Or you make it nerdy and everybody understands it's Dale. Yours is just what, like, say, hello, noticias 23.
Hola, que hola, say it.
Mr. Steel Girl is here.
Do we have what we're...
Yes, I was trying to look it up on my phone because I wrote it down and then you just started the fucking episode. Hold on, man.
All right.
Let me do my introduction. We're going to keep this, but let me... Just, I forgot what we were. The heavy something of fantasy football.
The heavy set?
It was heavy. God damn it.
The heavy.
Oh, the heavy talks. That's what it was.
The heavy talks.
Yeah.
What the heck's that?
I'll explain. All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Eat Sleep Fantasy Football Podcast, also known as the Heavy Talks of Fantasy Football Podcast. My name is Christian Brito, and joining me, as always, is Mr. Armando Crespo. Again, what's up, man?
What's up, man? As always, has never been more correct.
Yeah, dude, you've been consistent lately. I don't know what the fuck Dale is, but you're here.
I don't, his baby is sick again.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Dale.
I don't know if it's sick.
I thought I was getting hit by another hurricane.
We are.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
It's literally coming tomorrow, too.
Global warming's a myth.
Yeah, right.
Anyways, it was invented by the Chinese.
It was. I fully believe that.
I'm sorry. I need to stop talking. Okay, so the heavy talks that spawned today, just to give you guys a insight into my chats with Dale. We were talking about... the possible trade of Le'Veon Bell. So let's bring this to fantasy. Possible trade to Le'Veon Bell, and somebody's like, oh, it's happened. And I'm like, that's fake news. But the Eagles are in heavy talks with the Pittsburgh Steelers about the potential of actually trading. Just like they're in talks about potentially trading for McCoy. They're interested in a running back, obviously. They think they are a playoff caliber team. They want a running back with the injury of Jay Ajayi. So they're looking for one, and they're not just looking for one. They're looking for a really good one. And so
They did this last year.
Yeah. By the way. So I mentioned that they were in Heavy Talks, and Dale, somebody said that Heavy Talks is the perfect name for our podcast when me and Dale are on because Heavy Talks.
Heavy. Yeah. That's a good
it's
not one.
As appropriate. It's not as appropriate when you and I are on because you're not heavy. And pretty soon it won't be as appropriate when I'm on. It'll just be a Dale thing.
Yeah. Pretty soon.
Pretty soon. Just give me like a year.
A year. Less than that, man. Less than that. But I don't, what are we talking about? We're talking about fantasy football. Are we still, is it really heavy talks? I mean, are they really going to do the trade?
I mean, James Conner owners would be super happy. I'm inclined to say that I don't think that the Eagles are willing to pony up enough for Le'Veon Bell. I think that conversation is all conjecture.
Yeah.
Could they get LeSean McCoy? I think that's a very real possibility. What is LeSean McCoy going to do for the Buffalo Bills this year? Nothing. He needs to do something with his last year of... with his real last year of productive value, I think.
Yeah, he has 2 years left on his contract. I think they're guaranteed.
2 years on his contract, but 1 year left in those legs.
Right.
So that's where I would say, hey, maybe this is something that makes significant sense.
I mean, LeSean McCoy is a third-round pick and a player. I mean, Le'Veon Bell is a third-round pick and a player at least, my understanding. And what do you think LeSean McCoy is, like a fourth round pick, fifth round pick? It's gonna be a late round pick.
Yeah, I would say it's probably a fifth or sixth round pick. It's not much.
Yeah,
what I think you can get him for a reasonable price. I don't know why that deal hasn't happened yet.
I mean, but then it just becomes a mess because they're still going to want to do the fucking, you know, McCoy, Smallwood, Clement. You know, it's going to be a mess anyways. I don't know. I don't think it's going to be good for fantasy football at all. I'd rather have McCoy with the Bills, personally.
I don't know if it's not good for fantasy football because...
I guess Chris Ivory becomes interesting.
I think in a week, I think you have to obviously not play LeSean McCoy for 1 week while he, you know, learns the playbook, I guess, although he doesn't need to learn that much. He's a seasoned veteran. But... in terms of just how that backfield will shake up, I think it'll be very quickly all LeSean McCoy.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I would hope so.
Okay.
I want to get... Chris Ivory becomes an RB3.
Yeah. I want to get right into some injury news because I think there's a lot of relevant injury news, particularly for some of these wide receivers and running backs heavily... featured in some injury news, I think is where most of our news is going to come from this week. I'm going to start with Cooper Kupp.
Yeah.
And missed practice, concussion protocol.
Brandon Cooks, also in the same boat. Exactly the same boat.
Missed practice, concussion protocol. Right. Right. Cooks, slightly different from Kupp, though, was able to participate. He did the, you know, like the walkthrough. He's progressing. Mm. Okay. Right. Kupp kind of did a little bit of the same thing, participated in his walkthrough and all that. So if I had to guess whether or not these guys are going to play this week, I'd say both are trending towards active. Right.
Would hope that. My bet is that one of them does not play. Who doesn't play? I don't know. I'm guessing it's going to be Kupp. Just because Cooks had a better day today. But honestly, like, even if they're practicing, like we said before, it doesn't matter. Like, they have to clear it on Saturday. They can practice all week, but if they don't clear concussion protocol on Saturday, they're not going to play. So practicing doesn't mean anything until they clear it.
Just yeah.
Beware.
It's a really good matchup, particularly, I think, for Brandon Cooks. Brandon Cooks on the outside is going to be lined up against Adam Jones. He should be able to tear him up. Cooper Kupp in the slot would probably be matched up with Chris Harris Jr., who traditionally I think is a very good player. But that whole Denver defense just got shredded last week.
Super overrated.
Got shredded by Sam Darnold. So, but the thing is, we saw what was just done with Robbie Anderson in those deep passes last week.
It was three catches.
Yes.
Quincy Enunwa didn't have a catch.
Right. But I think Brandon Cooks is everything. Oh my God, I just said his name. Why am I doing this? I'm blanking today. I can't do this. Everything Robbie Anderson wishes he was is Brandon Cooks. So,
and a bag of chips.
And a bag of chips. Right? Yeah. So all that and a bag of chips. So Brandon Cooks will eat if he's cleared. If he's already practicing, let's say limited practice Thursday, full practice Friday. I am like rolling heavy with Brandon Cooks this week.
Oh, yeah. If you have any of these guys and they're active, you're playing them, especially Robert Woods.
Heavy.
Robert Woods, yeah. Just heavy. This is some heavy talk right now.
Heavy talks.
So moving on to
running backs.
Guys that are probably going to be out. Devontae Freeman.
Bunch of running backs.
who else?
Darren Sproles, Leonard Fournette.
Oh, you're dropping some. Yeah, Leonard Fournette. Until week 10, just saying. Until week 10.
All right. So let's. I actually want to start with Leonard Fournette.
Okay.
Okay. Leonard Fournette's going to be out through the week 9 bye, is a report that came out today. A source, right? That they want to rest him so he doesn't continue to aggravate his hamstring injury. We tell you all the time, hamstring injuries, running backs, dangerous combination.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. TJ Yeldon, last year when Fournette was out, Yeldon looked crappy. This year when Fournette's been out, Yeldon looks just as good as Fournette.
Yeah.
What are you doing with Yeldon? Like,
honestly, you got to trade him right now while he has value.
But why not trade for him? That's 5 weeks of production. Okay, 4 weeks of production because week 9 is a bye.
Right.
4 weeks of production. I think you could get an RB1 player for 4 weeks at a RB3 price.
Yeah, I agree with that, but...
Dude, those 4 weeks matter. Look at what James Conner did 2 out of his 4 weeks, and he gave you 2 weeks that were just whatever, but he gave you 2 week-winning performances
right.
in his 4 starts. I think T.J. Yeldon could do that.
I don't think T.J. Yeldon is as good as James Conner. I do think...
I agree with you. I 100% agree with you.
I think T.J. Yeldon is an RB2... And that's it. I don't think he's going to go above that.
What has he been the last 2 weeks? I'm pretty sure he's been... talk for a second.
Okay, well, Corey Grant's out. I agree with you that... I mean, I think that you can get more value for TJ Yeldon, especially if you're thinking about the playoffs and you have a winning team. But if you're hurting at running backs, obviously hold on to him. I mean, what else are you going to do? You're not going to get anything. You're not going to get anything for the long term for him. But yeah, if you don't need him, trade him away and get something you can use for the playoffs. Think... much farther ahead. You got to be forward thinking.
All right. So, of the 5 games this year in standard scoring, he's had at least 7 points in all 5 games.
Sure.
3 of them have been double digits, with the last 2 games, 20 and 18 fantasy points. He has been, over the last 2 games, RB7.
Yeah. Okay.
The only running backs that have performed better over the last 2 games, with TJ Yeldon being the starter, this is the list: Todd Gurley, Melvin Gordon, Saquon Barkley, Alvin Kamara, Kareem Hunt, Ezekiel Elliott. That's it. That's the list.
He's good. I don't disagree with you. I just think that he's matchup based and he's safer being considered as an RB2 because he does have the bust potential, from especially after seeing him last year.
Okay.
But Corey Grant not being there obviously helps him. I mean,
they're Corey Grant's not there. The only other running back is the just signed Jamal Charles.
Right.
Right.
They signed some other guy too. So, either way, he's going to get all the work. They're just guys that just are there to make sure they have a running back if Yeldon goes down.
Okay. I think a lot of our talk today is going to be focused on injuries and potential trades.
Before we move on, TJ Yeldon, I'm saying hold him. I'm saying trade him. Who do you think you can get for him?
Okay. So, yeah, go ahead. Let's Let's actually get into this, some trades here.
And I'm saying you hold on to, I'm saying you trade him, you're saying hold on to him, and I'm trying to figure out if I'm trading him, what can I ask for?
I'm not just saying trade. I'm not just saying hold on to him. I'm saying go out and get him if you can.
Okay, what are you going to give for TJ Yeldon? Where's his value at?
That's a good question.
I mean, I wouldn't trade a running back for him. I mean, would you trade Clement Wendell Smallwood for him?
Yes, both.
I would do that one too. I mean, I think there's too much question marks between them.
I would trade both of those guys for him. Let's see. I'm going to look at some potential wide receivers that have done well.
Mike Williams.
Yes.
I would too. Kenny Galladay.
No, I would not trade Kenny Galladay. Kenny Galladay is going to be good all season.
Yeah, I think he's
Kenny Galladay. I think has supplanted Marvin Jones as the two,
and Golden Tate. I think he's a wide receiver one.
He is. I think that depends on your format. I still would rather have Tate based on volume and consistency. But yeah, man, that's a 1-2 punch with that. That doesn't mean Marvin Jones is completely gone. He's just the third option,
right?
He's been unlucky too. I do want to throw out there. Watching some of these Lions games, man, you've got to be frustrated if you're a Marvin Jones owner. I only have him in one league, so I'm not like hugely paying attention to him. And I do have Tate in a couple. Marvin Jones, you got to be frustrated as a Jones owner because there's just been a disconnect on the deep ball that he could have had multiple times this season. Like, I feel like every time I'm watching it, it's an overthrown deep ball or a missed time deep ball. Like, it's got to be frustrating. But still, yeah, I would go Tate and Galladay or 1A, 1B, whichever one you prefer.
I'll take the guy that's going to be
on. But I would trade Marvin Jones, let's say, for TJ Yeldon.
Yeah, I wouldn't be mad about that. I think there's upside to Marvin Jones. But none of these guys you're trading for, you're giving away, are going to help you win a championship, to be honest.
I'll give you one.
Go ahead.
I give you a guy who has served his purpose, will continue to be good, will still have weeks with touchdowns, but I wouldn't start him every week, but Allen I can start Robinson. TJ Yeldon for the next 4 weeks. Who?
Allen Robinson.
Calvin Ridley. Perfect trade target. I would trade Calvin Ridley away for TJ
Yeldon. You're out of your mind. Calvin Ridley is the real deal, man.
He is the real deal. But you're going to tell me he's not going to be really inconsistent for the rest of the season?
I don't think so.
Calvin Ridley is the perfect trade away target right now. Wide receiver 5. He's going to be wide receiver 5 for the rest of the year?
No, but he's a wide receiver 2.
He caught 6 touchdowns over the span of 3 weeks. I don't think he catches 6 touchdowns over the span of the rest of the season.
I will agree with you on that, but I do think that he will be a wide receiver 2 going forward. Maybe you're right. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm starting Calvin Ridley, and I don't.
Calvin Ridley is a wide receiver 3 for the rest of the season. Maybe 2, but an inconsistent 2. Touchdown dependent 2.
He plays Tampa Bay this week.
I'll put it this way. Of the top, let me look at this. I got to look at this. I want to say of the top 25 wide receivers. I'm going to say this stat now. Of the top 25 receivers, he has the lowest receiving yards. That, to me, screams volatility. Touchdowns are fluky, man. You can't base your team on touchdowns. But the receiving yards, targets, and catches are where you should look at for a wide receiver. That's why, like, I'm looking at Antonio Brown, for example, right? And I'm like, this got to turn around. He's getting, like, fucking 15 targets. It's got to get better. Whereas I look at Calvin Ridley and those 6 touchdowns over 3 weeks, that's not sustainable. Like, I would absolutely trade him right now for 4 weeks of running back production, which I think running back production can be difficult to come by, especially, let's say you're the Fournette owner. Why not get 4 weeks of a running back that's going to cover and help you win for a guy that
you've convinced me.
Awesome. Thank you.
You convinced me. Even when Fournette comes back, there's no telling how long he's going to be back. It is a hamstring injury, and those can linger all season. You're right. Especially for TJ Yeldon in the situation he's in. You're right about that.
How about this one? Because this one is, I think, a tricky situation for me because I kind of was ready to write him off in week four, and then he had 112 receiving yards. DeSean Jackson.
You trade his ass away a long time ago.
He's still good, though. So would you trade DeSean Jackson for TJ Yeldon?
Yes. I think anything you can get for DeSean Jackson at this point is good. Now, I mean, he's overrated.
Understand, this is a four-week player, right? So sometimes you, like me, I was willing to risk on a guy like Mark Ingram because I can manage 4 weeks without him. That didn't work out. I went 1-3, and it was very painful.
It was hard to watch and hear you.
Yeah, because I decided to get both Mark Ingram, who I knew was going to take 4 weeks, and then Sonny Michel, who I thought was going to take 4 weeks to be able to, you know, come out and be ready. You combine both of those things, and it's like I couldn't sustain my team with just, you know, Kareem Hunt. Anyways, I'm feeling much better about my running back situation today than I did 2 weeks ago. Where was I at?
Talking about DeSean Jackson. I think DeSean Jackson. Move on from DeSean Jackson. I think you should trade him for. That's a good trade.
Okay. John Brown? No, right? John Brown, I think, is legit for the rest of the season.
He's a legit wide receiver, too.
I think he's going to sustain that because he's got the best target numbers of a guy, of the guys in this kind of group. 14 targets last week. I know they only equated to 58 yards. That's frustrating. But 14 targets that week. What was it? 7 targets the week before. It's consistently 7, 10, 8, 9. Like, yeah. So 4, 14, 7, 9, 10. Those are his targets over the last 4 weeks.
I had no idea that's his target share. I'm looking at it right now.
And you're talking about a guy who can do both, right? He is a deep ball guy, traditionally. That was his role in Arizona. But he's a pretty good route runner, too, and he's shown that he has that ability. I think John Brown, legit a wide receiver, too, for the rest of the year.
100% agree. I will add that he does have sickle cell, so the moment he gets dinged up, just sprains his ankle or anything, trade him away. Don't. He's going to be injured for a long time for the simplest injury. I'm just throwing it out there, guys.
Just a weird, like, little concept. Okay, let's talk about the next injury here. In Devonta Freeman, because we jumped, we mentioned Devonta Freeman, but we just jumped right into, right into Fournette. So, Freeman, okay, his week six is in doubt. If you drafted Freeman, you are blank right now.
You are fucked.
I knew it. Why do I set you up for this? Like, can you ever reply to stuff like that without an expletive?
Yes, Freeman. When he comes back, you need to trade him away and just get what you can. I would even consider trading Freeman for Yeldon at this point. I mean, you're not going to get anything for him. He's injured. He's banged up. Tevin Coleman looks fine. Ito Smith looks fantastic. I don't know what to do. I don't own Freeman. I've never owned Freeman. He's not worth owning. Get what you can for him.
Yeah, this feels like the type of injury that. It's going to linger just like Fournette, right? A bone contusion shouldn't be that type of injury, but the way that he played, like he was out and then he came back and then he's going to be out again, that's never a good sign.
No.
It's never a good sign for you to come back from injury and then be out again for injury. So Tevin Coleman, back to being a low-end RB1, high-end RB2.
Yeah.
Ito Smith, a low-endish flex play guy.
Very low.
But definitely a guy you can pick up and stash.
Definitely. If you can pick him up and stash him. And definitely deep benches. He needs to be owned.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially if, you know, you're rolling with a heavy team.
Yeah. Let's move on to...
We're just going to talk about two tight ends. That's it. Two tight ends quickly. Greg Olsen's practicing. OJ Howard's practicing. We spent like an hour talking about tight ends last episode. That's all we're going to do for this one.
Just want to say OJ Howard, even if he's practicing, he's not expected to play. He's supposed to be out for 2 to 4 weeks. So don't get your hopes up.
I'm getting my hopes up. He'll be back next week.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Wait, we have two more injuries. Ingram and Doyle are also out. Did you say that?
I said I wasn't going to talk about tight ends.
But they're out. I'm just saying they're out.
Okay.
That means Ebron's still legit.
Okay.
So don't quit. And
Doyle is out?
Yes, Doyle is out.
Why didn't you give me this news?
It's on the news sheet.
My bad. I skipped Ingram. Over it. I saw T.Y. Hilton. Okay, sorry. T.Y. Hilton.
And T.Y. Hilton.
That's my bad.
He's also out.
Sorry. You can't put it on the sheet together.
Sorry, I just thought you knew that. It was like common sense.
My bad.
You
know, sorry.
My bad. All right.
That's my fault. My fault, Eat Nation. Bad.
Yeah. My bad. I don't mean to speak over you. My bad. So T.Y. Hilton is out. Personally, I think Chester Rogers becomes, in a PPR league, a must start. Last week, 2 weeks in a row, he's had 11 targets and 8 receptions. He hasn't broken 100 yards, but he's still getting, he had 66 the week before and 85 the week before that. So I think if you are in desperate need of a wide receiver, I think Chester Rogers is the guy to own, especially in the Colts scenario right now.
I agree, but I think Ebron is the one that gets the most bump.
Right, sure, he's going to get the red zone. But I think if you're in a wide receiver need, I think he's the one to own. Like, you're not going to, I'd rather start him over Ryan Grant at this point, is what I'm saying. Or let's say Allison's out and you don't have another option, you can pick up Chester Rogers. He was probably not waived.
Or Valdez-Scantling.
Yeah, if Allison's out, yeah.
Why is Valdez-Scantling not being picked up? Also, Allison is a very good trade target.
Should I trade him? I'm feeling like I shouldn't. I'm feeling like I fucking shouldn't.
Leave it alone, man. I'm already going to accept just after the podcast.
Okay. I'm trading Hines to Richard, too. So I'm like clearing out my bench.
Oh, cool. But you're getting a bunch of picks, right? And then you're going to swap those picks for more stuff like you always do?
Yep. I'm stocking up now for the future. All right. So where are we at with this? Watson appears good to go. I don't think anyone questioned that at this point. And Dalvin Cook is limited. I think there's a chance he doesn't play. I think they're trying to preserve him just like Fournette for the playoffs. So fire up Latavius Murray when you can.
Do you
right?
fire up Latavius Murray? He's been disappointing.
It's not him. It's the team. They're not running the goddamn ball.
In the two games that Dalvin Cook has been out, he's gotten, what was it? It was 56 total yards last time on 13 touches. I mean, I guess that's... It's not horrible, but it's not enough work.
No. I mean, you can't... Well, they're not going to... I don't think they're going to be able to make it to the playoffs unless they start running the ball more. I think Latavius Murray is fine. He's not going to fumble. He's... You know, if he gets 20 carries, he'll have 100 yards.
He, in two full games without Dalvin Cook, he has 8 fantasy points. Total.
He should be better. He will
should
be better. Especially against Arizona. I mean, I know they're a decent defense, but it's a team that's not going to get blown out, and they're going to... They should be ahead in this game.
Yeah. Fair enough.
So,
okay.
Murray could be usable if you're desperate.
I mean, I dropped him last week. I just can't deal with him anymore.
No, he's not. I mean,
it's going to be a mistake now.
It's not a mistake. I think that covers it for our news. Miller is playing as well. I don't know if you're starting him at this point, especially after Alfred Blue. They might be splitting work a little more, but he's going to be playing this week.
Okay.
Wow, we talked a lot about that stuff. Want to go to Thursday night preview?
No, I think we need to do a trade talk.
Oh, come on. Let's just do a quick Thursday night preview. It's going to be quick. It's not going to be that much. I mean, there's no questions about it.
I know you have this on the sheet, but I hate doing Thursday night previews.
I'm sure people hate. We don't even have to put it on our, like, you know, what we talked about on the, you know, synopsis of the episode. Let's just
Eagles are bottom 10 against the quarterback. Giants are top 10 against the quarterback.
So you're not starting Eli, and you're starting Wentz if you can. Right?
I'm sorry. I'm not going to read your whole sheet.
I'm not saying to read the sheet. I'm just saying.
Reading.
Look, who are you starting? Wendell Smallwood or Corey Clement? Who would you rather start?
For this game?
Yes.
Smallwood.
Yeah, I agree.
For this game.
Go ahead.
It's one game.
That's it. And then you start Clement after this. I guess they have a full week to get him 100%. They say he's 100%. I don't believe it. You're starting Alshon. You're not starting Nelson Agholor. You're starting Odell Beckham. Are you starting Sterling Shepard? Eagles are bottom three against wide receivers.
Yes.
Okay. That's a flex play.
Yes.
Both teams are top against tight ends. Ertz,
you can go a little slower. I'm sorry that I made you speed up with your... Let's slow it down. I'm sorry.
You know, fuck you. You
just change up the pace. Just a little bit slow, a little bit fast. You know how to do it. You know how to do the motion of the ocean.
You want some slow jazz music. You're going to start Ertz this week, but there's no tight end to start for the Giants.
Mm-mm.
No, but you are probably playing, like you mentioned, more Sterling Shepard.
Yeah, boy.
How are you feeling about Beckham this week? I think he has a good week as well.
Yes, the Eagles are bottom three against wide receivers. So, welcome back, Odell Beckham, to another 30-point game.
Damn, Daniel.
Get it, boy.
Okay, this is where I think this is going to affect most of the fantasy owners listening. Saquon Barkley. Eagles have been very solid against the run. How are you feeling about Barkley this week? Any chance you bench him? Let me give you a scenario, right?
All right, I'm listening.
Let me give you a
talking
scenario.
Crazy talk right now, though.
No, not crazy talk, right? Let's say you got Saquon Barkley in the first round.
Yeah.
And in...
Carlos Hyde?
No, not even that. In the later rounds, you got both James Conner and James White.
Ooh.
You have a scenario where you have to play two.
You play Conner.
You play Conner.
And you play
Barkley.
Yes.
And you sit White against Kansas City.
If you're in that scenario, you should trade James Conner now.
Bench James White. No, but let's say you can't or you whatever. You're holding on. You would bench James White.
For James Conner.
At home against Kansas City on Sunday night.
Look, man. I do not fully trust. I don't know how many more weeks it needs to happen for me to fully trust the Patriots. I know it's been all season, but if I have James Conner, they're going to run him to the ground, especially with their bye coming up.
And Gronk is still banged up. I want to throw that out there, too. Gronk is not himself. He has that ankle injury.
No, he's not himself at all. They need that bye week to come quick. I still think you start Conner. I think there's too much. The team runs through him right now, and I think
Conner and Barkley.
Yeah,
both guys. I mean, my ranks have it that way. I would have I have Conner, Barkley, and then a few spots later, I have James White. So I don't disagree with you.
I mean, most leagues have flex, and if you're in that situation, you should trade away Conner.
Yeah, but let's say for your flex, you just so happen to. I'm just fucking with you.
Yeah, Kenny Golladay.
I'm
going to
give you like the perfect case scenario where you can't fucking play him. It's a super flex, so you're playing a quarterback in your flex.
Oh, fuck, you got me.
There you go.
I might actually have that problem.
Yeah, might have that exact problem because I hate you if that's your problem.
Well, I have James White and I'm benching Carlos Hyde and I'm benching Philip Lindsay, which are both are okay. And I'm benching, I mean, they're not nearly as good.
Okay, we get it. Suck your own dick more. Jesus Christ.
It's a super flex. I have Mahomes, you know, Carson Wentz, Mike Evans and Odell Beckham. Oh, God, that's a good team.
Let me ask you a legitimate question here because this is the spitballing episode.
Mm-hmm.
You have a scenario where you have at the flex position, okay?
Yeah.
You have Alfred Morris with Matt Breida out. Let's assume that you also got Alfred Blue. Why the fuck do I keep getting scenarios with people with the same names? James Conner and James White, Alfred Blue and Alfred Morris.
Maybe you're just dyslexic.
Yeah, this is heavy right now.
Yeah, some heavy talk.
Yeah. And dyslexia is not a joke.
What if you have Patrick Mahomes and Patrick Chung on the same team?
Please get out.
Sorry.
Thank you.
What if you have Peyton Manning? I can't think of another Manning. God damn it.
Not a good Manning, at least.
It's a bad joke.
Okay, so let's say you have Alfred Blue and Alfred Morris, and Lamar Miller is out.
You're starting Alfred Blue.
Interesting. Miller is trending towards playing. I just wanted to mention that, but he could always appear on that, you know, inactive but not playing list as well. So I just want to throw that out there.
I just want everyone to realize that was the worst Thursday night preview we've ever done. That's why no one listens to that.
Don't even put it in the title of the episode.
Don't even bother. You're just playing your studs. That's all you're doing. What are we talking about now? Any more trades?
Thursday night preview already?
Yeah, we're talking about Alfred Blue, for God's sakes.
No, keep going. Sorry. Continue.
No, we're done. There's nothing else.
Wow. I'm not going to let you write the show notes anymore.
You said, hurry up. I don't want to talk about this anymore.
I don't want to talk about Thursday night football because it's one game, and I don't want to spend 20 minutes on one game.
That's why it's on Thursdays.
I'd much rather talk specific scenarios about guys that
pertain
to a lot of people.
Specific scenario. David Johnson.
Yes.
Corey Davis.
Yes.
For Keenan Allen and Dalvin Cook. Who
Keenan
wins that
Allen
trade?
Keenan Allen and Dalvin Cook. Keenan Allen will be better. I don't love Dalvin Cook. Fuck.
That's not a tough one.
It is a tough one. I think the best player in that trade is David Johnson. Right. That's what makes it tough. And usually I'm going to lean with the best player. But it's a scenario where you have the one and a far away four for a two and a very close behind three. You get me?
Kind of. I think that it's okay in a keeper league if you're looking for next year. But I think that for this year, it's a bad trade for the person that got Dalvin Cook.
You think Dalvin Cook's going to be out for a while longer?
I think even if he plays right now for the next few more weeks, he's not going to be himself. I don't.
I think when they bring him back, it's because he's ready. And he is clearly, I don't like to say this, he is clearly far and away better than Latavius Murray.
Why don't you like to say that?
Because I like Latavius Murray as a player.
But not as a person? That's fucked up.
But Latavius Murray has been very disappointing so far this year. So
it's not him, it's the offense, just saying.
Let's assign some dollar values here. Let's assume you have a $100 budget. How much is David Johnson worth right now? $35?
$32 to be exact.
Where the fuck did you just pull that number out?
No, I memorized it.
Wow. So I'm pretty good with these estimates.
Yeah, no, he's I think he's like a top five running back in the trade charts.
And where would Dalvin Cook be? $20?
$9.
No way.
Yep.
That's a severe. Well, fuck the guy who said that. And then where would you put Keenan Allen?
Literally, Keenan Allen is, I think, like $15.
Okay, so those. I guess I value both of those players higher than whoever is valuing this, because I would say Keenan Allen is a $20 player.
I don't. Right now, as of right now, Keenan Allen has not been good.
I would say you're giving a $30 to $35 player for two $20 players, and that's basically what the trade is.
Okay. Dalvin Cook and Keenan Allen, although Keenan Allen is getting the targets and the receptions, he's not getting the yardage, and he's not getting touchdowns.
But you don't think that's going to change?
It might change, yeah, but you're betting on hypotheticals. Right now, David Johnson is getting the work. He's getting a little bit of yardage, and he's getting the touchdowns. And the other guy is also getting Dalvin Cook, who's not even playing. So, I mean, let's just wash out Corey Davis. Those two guys alone, I mean, the points, David Johnson right now is going to outscore Keenan Allen and Dalvin Cook combined.
Allen is on pace for 144 targets right now. Target numbers is not the problem.
Right. That's not the problem. He's not doing enough with them. So David Johnson is doing enough with what he's getting, and that's why he's more valuable right now.
That's fine. I think it's a fair trade. I would rather have the Keenan Cook side, but if I need to win now, yeah.
Dalvin Cook is worth $16. I was wrong about the nine. And Keenan Allen is worth $17. So it is a fair trade mathematically.
It's a fair trade mathematically, but you much rather have, if the numbers are close, you much rather have the one. So I would need $40 in value for a $30 player for it to be fair in my head, because you're doing a two for one.
And he's getting Corey Davis. Corey Davis,
whatever. Corey Davis is a fucking wash.
Wow. Jeez, dude.
What has Corey Davis done this year? Oh, can we stop propping up Corey Davis and anybody on the Tennessee offense? Like,
he's had one good game. All right. He doesn't matter. He's not useful. I would cut him in any scenario.
One good game. Every other game has between 3 and 6 fantasy points. Well, what are you doing with that? Nothing.
I think you're cutting him. You're cutting him.
Yeah, well, you don't have to cut him, but trade him to anyone who thinks he has any value.
John, we're looking at John. His name is John Chapman.
John Chapman? This was That league? I thought this was a...
No, I'm just saying he loves Corey Davis for some reason.
John Chapman could suck a dick.
Oh. Preferably mine. Zinger.
Zips pants down. Love you, John. Top 13 sexiest fantasy football analysts.
God damn it. He was above me. That's what pisses me off.
Wait, no. I gave you guys very similar scores, I think.
I think you did too. But his picture was way better than mine. And they mentioned him on NFL.com. On
the Red Zone? Yeah, he was on Red Zone, which is funny.
Like, our friend John Chapman. Like,
with his shirtless picture.
I can send you one of those.
This has been the most incoherent, rambling episode that we've ever put out. But I think it's important to just kind of talk about players sometimes and talk about their value. If we could do it for 4 hours, then it would probably make a lot more sense because we could cover a lot more guys. But tomorrow we'll be back again with your previews. And I'm going to take some time this weekend on Saturday and Sunday morning to go through your questions. I'm going to try to do them on the Sleeper app. I'm going to do them on Twitter at EatSleepFF. I'm going to do some lightning question rounds. So make sure you get your questions in there. And if you have priority questions, you want to make sure that you get them. Make sure you send them in. If you're an Eat Nation member, you can do so for as cheap as $5 on our website, eatsleepfantasy.com. You can become an Eat Nation member. You can be part of our Facebook group. Some of our Facebook group members have seen that they've been included in our WhatsApp chats. So, like, little things like that that people would love to be able to do and ask questions. Make sure that you're subscribing, eatsleepfantasy.com. There's a big subscribe there button. Also, we've got lineups for DFS. And so starting at $5 a week, or you can do $60 for the whole season. You can do that there on eatsleepfantasy.com as well.
That's good. That was good. That was powerful. Really? You just brought the lightning. I brought the thunder. Lightning.
No, it's got to be the other way around. I'm the heavy.
What am I?
You're the lightning. You're the silky smooth fast guy. I'm the heavy. By the way, what the fuck is going on with the buttons on our website?
I don't know. Dale keeps playing with it.
Why is subscribe to Eat Nation, which is my button, smaller than DFS and Dynasty's lineup button? That's discrimination. I want to be the biggest button.
You need to tell
let's go by weight. Let's go by weight, I need the biggest button.
All right. That's cool, Burrito.
That's it? That's all we're going to do?
I think that's all we got. I think we probably have, like, this is going to be our worst, like, turn-off ratio ever.
Yeah, please. I mean, I love you. Don't leave me. Not you, the audience. I'm talking to the audience. Thanks, guys.
Good night, everyone.
By the way, next episode, because I don't think Dale's going to put it in here, next episode, I've got an awesome song for you. It may or may not contain a remix of Baby Shark.
Oh, I don't even know what Baby Shark is.
What? Yeah. Eat, sleep, fantasy. You rocking with the best. NFL fantasy football podcast. We talking mock drafts. Running backs better follow. The conversation with Dale, Christian, and Armando. Screaming Eat Nation. We doing what we like. Tune in every week. Guaranteed we get it hype. Fantasy football enthusiasts. I know you plan to be. Joining us on Eat Sleep Fantasy. Yeah. Eat Sleep Fantasy. Woo! Eat Sleep Fantasy.